Oh, hello. What up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of Golfers Doing Things, the podcast. This episode is with Chad Goes Deep. If you're not familiar with Chad, this dude is hilarious. Follow him on Instagram at Chad Goes Deep. He got big like a couple years ago by like going to town hall meetings and petitioning for a Paul Walker statue. And he's made a bunch of videos like that. He's been on like Fox and Friends, Comedy Central. And he's just a really funny dude. He actually played golf growing up, which I didn't really know going into this. But we talk about the difference between the surfing lifestyle and golfing. And he gives his take on how golf can change the whole. It's pretty funny stuff, man. I hope you enjoy this episode. So it was actually recorded a while back during like heavy quarantine time. So there's definitely some references in there that you will hear. So just know that. It's also with a couple of my buddies. I was back on the Cape during that time. So my buddy Sal and Kurt and also Nick Clark are on this episode as well. You'll hear them talking. So I hope you enjoy it. And next week's episode, I'm really excited about going down to Florida. We're going to play some golf with Coach Rusty, and he'll be on the podcast next week. So enjoy this episode. Get out and play some G. Get some sun in your life. And I'll see you out there. Enjoy the episode.
Oh, yeah, what up, council?
All right. There he is. What's up? What's up, council?
Oh, shit.
How you guys doing?
Good, man. Nice to see you. This is my buddy Sal and Kurt. We're all on Cape Cod, but we're just in separate rooms. We're in the same house.
Nice.
And this is my boy Clark. Okay, Clark, come in here.
Clark, what up?
What's going on?
What's up, man?
How's Cape Cod during all this?
You know, man, it's pretty chill. I've just been like going out to these cranberry bogs and just like trying to set up a mini golf course out there just because like there's nothing open. So you got to just, in your words, find your own stoke.
Sure.
Yeah, just trying to find that for sure, because, you know, like they're trying to keep us down, you know, with like out when some golf courses are starting to open up. But yeah, man, how are you doing out there? Because you can't surf, right? Like the water's closed.
Yeah, they closed the beaches like 3 weeks ago. That one really was a nice punch in the gut. Because like when it first started, I was like, oh, I can still go surf and still get out in the water, and so I was like, oh, this is gonna be a nice little, you know, vacation, just surfing. And then they shut them down. And then on my way to the beach, the day they closed it, I got like a little like Amber Alert for it. And as I got that, I got a speeding ticket.
Oh, really?
On my way. Yeah. Oh, my phone's. One sec.
It's all good.
Why did they shut down the water?
I think people were just like congregating and stuff in the at the beach. So, right, we're just gonna shut it down. But then dudes are getting like $1,000 fines for going out there.
People have been getting same thing with golf courses, like. People are getting arrested and trying to like run from the cops, like with golf clubs in their hands.
Yeah. Are dudes just sneaking on everywhere?
Yeah, basically, because golf courses are pretty easy to sneak onto. So I'm sure it's still happening, but the ones they catch, right, they're for sure trying to like make an example out of them.
Oh, man. Yeah. Crazy times.
But dude, I wanted to ask you, because like I know like a couple years ago, I don't know how when you stopped, but like you used to. Clarky, scooch in here, man. You know, man. Be a part of something.
How can I not be in? Oh, here we go. This thing extends.
We all grew up like playing golf together. I don't know if you could tell by our aesthetics, but yeah, we spent a lot of time on the course. But yeah, dude, like I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the surfing culture and the golf. Because you used to give surfing lessons, right?
Yeah, I taught surfing for a few years. I guess the camaraderie, you know, you go out with your squad, and, you know, you trade off waves, or like you just trade off drives, I guess. and then, you know, like it's 19th hole, right? That's when you get drinks after.
Right. Yeah. What'd be the equivalent to that?
Yeah. So it's sort of like that. You go surf with your squad, you know, you socialize out in the water. Just like on the golf course, there's no golf carts, unfortunately. I think they should change that. You know, we should have golf carts to the water.
You guys got like Ski-Doo sometimes. People rip on those out there. That's kind of like a golf cart.
Oh, dude, good call. Yeah. It should be more Ski-Doos. and then, 19th hole, you just get fish tacos and some Modelo's and just cruise. So
Yeah.
I play golf. I grew up playing golf, actually.
No way.
Yeah. My dad forced me at first, and I was really, really hesitant, or just I didn't like it at first. And then once I started to get a little bit older, I got way more into it.
Yeah. Find the center of that club face. Have yourself a day.
Yeah. Started to enjoy the country club. I was like, oh, this is nice to get prime rib after.
Oh, damn. You had that country club life?
Yeah, not to flex, but yeah.
Wow, can you drop a name? Like, what was the country club there? Do you remember the name of it?
We played Del Paso, and then he lived in Sun Valley, Idaho for some time, so we played at this, what's it called?
Oh, okay. I don't know really any courses in Idaho except for, like, the one they do the like, I don't know, they have some PGA Tour event there, but
we played Blue Lakes in Snake River Canyon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have asked the question. I don't know any of those names.
Yeah, Blue Lakes is pretty sick. It's in a canyon, so you're just looking at walls the whole time, but it's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like primarily there's a lot, like, you can surf and play golf when you're pretty old and be good at it.
Right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. They're both lifelong sports.
Right.
You gotta switch to longboards when you get older, but yeah. There's something you can always do. Good Sunday activity.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Chad, can I ask you a question? This is Sal, by the way.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right, please state your name every time you speak.
Huh?
Please state your name every time you speak. Good job.
Yeah, it's like middle school. You have to ask to go to the bathroom. So I'm Sal. And Chad, you, Jake, you guys are both comedians. You're funny. And frankly, Chad, a big fan of yours before this,
by the way.
I think you're hilarious.
Thank you.
And so what I'm wondering, as someone who's not a comedian, that's just kind of dealing with the quarantine reality that we're in now,
right,
as a comedian, what's funny about this? Because I think some comedy and art, like, no, art's going to come out of this. Content's going to come out of this. Like, what's funny about this? Like, what are you thinking about?
Dude, nothing's fun. No, I we're fucked. I guess in terms of my own style, I guess I've been thinking of, like, how to stay stoked, you know.
Yeah, I saw you recently got in touch with your dark side.
I've been cranking metal.
I saw that. Where did you get that necklace? Is Hot Topic the only store open still? Are they still open? That's the only store. They don't care about the fucking COVID-19.
Oh, dude, I've had that for a while.
Really?
Oh, God. Spencer's Gifts has got to be open. Is Spencer's Gifts closed? No way.
Were you saving that for, like, all right, if things go bad, I'm throwing this on and.
Yeah, no, I threw it on. I felt better. I throw it on Friday nights usually if I want to get, you know, a little bit randy.
Little eyeliner. Go to town.
Yeah, dude. Put on some Slayer and just, you know, drill myself.
Drill yourself. What does that consist of?
Oh, what happens when you get randy? I believe.
I just found some candles, you know, and some belladonna videos and some Slayer. Yeah, what is funny? I don't know. I guess it's kind of hard to see right now. I guess the thing that is, like, you know, when we're confined to space or something, or I think when limits are placed on us, then creativity is enhanced. So I think good art will come from this. But yeah, I don't know. It's, some of the content, like the quarantine stuff, it could be, there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of hacky stuff out there, but I think people are making the best of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. I feel like you can really redefine yourself during all this. It's just like,
right, yeah,
like your freshman year again, like going back into college. You can be whoever you want during this period.
Yeah.
Like,
is
I started
reading Huck Finn again.
What's that?
Really?
Yeah. I read Catcher in the Rye, got Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to become more of a intellectual after this.
Holden Caulfield. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I've just started wearing glasses just to, like, people respect me. Yeah.
Do you feel like a new man?
Yeah, I feel a bit more important for sure. I don't need glasses, but I'm hoping that it kind of fucks up my eyes, and then I'll need them after all of this.
A good move, yeah.
Yeah, he's following the Russell Westbrook plan.
Yeah, I dig that.
Just no lenses.
Glasses change you. in a good way, I think.
Hey, what about is anyone talking about the fact that like every girl now has an OnlyFans account? Can we touch on that? Is that out of bounds right now?
Oh yeah.
Right? Like I have girls who I just went to high school with who are normal girls and now they're, you know, I guess you call them private porn stars. OnlyFans? Yeah, everyone has OnlyFans.
And are they all for porn?
I don't know what's on them. I don't subscribe to them because I'm, you know, an upstanding citizen here, but, and I don't have the money to pay for that. But
that being said, Parky just drank out of the bottle during a pandemic. Like we were sharing wine, and Parky just went took the bottle to the face.
If you actually throw it back, there's enough in there for me.
That's a faux pas.
We're all friends, you know. We're young. We're young. Yeah. We can get through it.
So
you guys do your own public.
Clark's not that young anymore, though. Like, you're getting pretty old.
Yeah, no one wants to see me swinging around naked, so.
Yeah, I got a nice mustache going on, it looks like. Nice
well, I don't know, man. Start an OnlyFans account. You might have an audience.
Yeah. That's a thought.
Dude, I'd watch.
Okay, so one thing we talk about all the time on this podcast is, like, terms or, like, words we would say in our, like, small group of friends growing up, like, in middle school and high school. Like, for example, like,
yeah,
like things that other people wouldn't understand, like Jackie Tone, she was like, she would call like hot guys salty. And like Gavin Matz would be like, would tell his friends that he'd be like, you've changed. And we would say like dumb stuff like Ham Hoodleman or like doodles or diddles. But like, I know that's obviously like a big part of like, obviously you use like Stoke and Smole and like, and Boke. And you really made a career off just like these terms, you know, like, but are those like the words that you would actually use growing up, or are there different ones that you haven't like really brought to fruition yet?
I used to say jibwow all the time in college.
Jibwow?
That was usually when I was like Saturday day drinking and just playing beer die. And then, you know, just thrusting my hips, and I would just say it, jibwow. So I think it comes from a pretty carnal place.
Yeah, you have to feel it within. Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
Where was this? Where'd you go to college?
Santa Clara University.
Okay. Yeah. You guys had beer dye there.
Oh, yeah, it was the best.
What is beer dye?
I was a UMass guy.
Oh, you got to know beer dye.
I went to golf college. I don't really know any of these, like, drinking games.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Beer dye's where there's a guy, you have a big table, so a beer pong table. There's a guy on each corner, and you have one die, and you throw up the die, and it has to land on the other half of the table and stay on.
Yeah. And then you have to catch it, right?
So if it bounces off and the other guys don't catch it, then they have to drink. And I think it's up to like 4, right? 4 points. Then they have to chug the whole beer.
Yeah, great game.
Yeah, and then 16 points, so 4 beers. And I sucked at it too, but I kind of enjoyed not being good at drinking games because then you just get more hammered.
Yeah, Kabawi's, what was it? Kabawi? That's what it was? I don't want to misquote you.
J-A-B-W-O-W.
Okay, Jabwow.
Jabwow.
We
actually.
But you have to thrust your hips while you do it. Like, do it right if you're going to do it.
We had a really good saying.
Get up and do it.
That I think you might like. That was IDWU, which is an acronym for I do what I want.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah, just that IDWU.
IDWU.
You were like the first bad Barbie.
Right. Essentially. Yeah,
I'm trying. What else would I say? I don't, like, if someone gets roasted, be like, oh, facial.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like that's a bit universal, you know?
It's kind of like a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's been a lot more popular in the last 3 to 4 weeks with everyone, I think.
facial?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what your search history looks like, but, you know, desperate times. I mean, what else are you surfing on the net? Come on.
Yeah, Clarky's
sitting here alone on Cape Cod. You know, you're diving into those sites.
Clarky's had a rough quarantine.
Right, God, that took me a second.
Okay, so two things, and I'll let you get back to your life as a whole. And thank you again for taking some time, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So I've actually pitched this to you before, but obviously you've done the Paul Walker one where you've like gone to a town hall and wanted a Paul Walker statue. But living here on Cape Cod, I would love, I don't know how we could possibly make this happen in the future, but to get you to Cape Cod, and something near and dear to my heart has been the movie Summer Catch. And obviously, right. Freddie Prinze Jr. was a big part of that movie. And yeah. I feel like there's no memorial for him at all. And
is he dead? Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr.? No, but he did quit the business for a while and then started a game show. So for a while, a lot of people didn't know what he was doing last summer. And that was a tweet from 6 years ago. And I do apologize for bringing it up. But yeah, man, I would love to see nothing more than for you to film a town hall on Cape Cod asking for, I mean, I guess Freddie Prinze Jr. isn't, it has to be dear, like a big part of your heart, you know, for you to really do it. So maybe it wouldn't work out.
Oh, dude, I love Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, she's all that. I know what you did last summer. What else is he in?
Yeah. I mean, he's truly one of the greats.
Yeah. I mean, he's in the Paul Walker sort of, you know, he's in that oeuvre. That's the right word. Dude, I would love to. I'll throw on some Vineyard Vines, cruise to Cape Cod and do it.
100%, man. Throw a sweater around the shoulders. Have yourself a day.
Yeah.
No, but tie this. You have to tie the sweater. Wear the sweater. That's ridiculous.
Nobody wears sweaters on the Cape.
You wear a sweater?
Yeah. Wear a tie with like swordfish on it.
When people like do laundry for sweaters, it's only because the sleeves get wrinkly.
True.
Dude, they're just tied.
Jake, was that one of your quarantine jokes that you're trying to work in to test the audience?
Sal, I don't appreciate this shade on my own podcast. Here's my closing question for you. As a young Stoke God yourself, how do you see a way for golf to raise their stoke in any way? You know, sometimes it gets a bit uptight, certainly in country clubs, as you would know, maybe like being a part of this country club growing up, but it gets so stuffy with these white tablecloths and old dudes wearing khakis. What do you see a way to like kind of change the game and add a bit more stoke to it?
I think just do more donuts in the golf carts. if possible. A little more aggro driving. I always found it a little bit too polite, so I think you got to really push it to the limit.
I love that.
I think maybe a ban on sleeves would be good. Got to bronze the whole arm.
Golfers are starting to get a bit ripped.
Whenever I golf, I get like a tan right here, like from here down.
Right. Yeah. That's.
And from here, I need the whole. Like, imagine John Daly with a, you know, rocking a sleeveless.
Maybe no shoes, too. It looks like I wear a pair of white socks every day because my stupid tan looks so bad. It looks like I just have white socks up to my ankles every day.
Yeah, dude.
Go shoeless. I'm with that. I like that.
Connect to a period of grounding where when you step on the earth and you connect to the electromagnetic forces.
Right.
So you're saying smoke a ton of weed first and then go on the golf course and then you're good.
Yeah.
I'm with that too.
Yeah.
Man, well, I think that's
complimentary bong on the
19th hole. Well, yeah, I'm for sure I'm an advocate for that now to outlaw sleeves on the PGA Tour. I feel like that would really change the game. But yeah, man, thank you so much for taking some time. You're the best, man. Stay safe out there. Any closing thoughts on sanity for the next few weeks of our lives?
Yeah, I'd say try to tan as much as possible.
That's big.
Yeah, you know, the vitamin D.
I've been watching sort of advertisements for like Skittles to the resort. You know, that sort of makes me feel good.
So wait, Skittles or sandals?
Sandals.
To resort?
Sandals.
Oh, you said sandals. Oh shit, we might have lost you.
If you're gone, I'll text you my OnlyFans link when I have it up. So
okay,
all right. Yeah, follow Clarkie on OnlyFans.
We'll get my OnlyFans up and running.
If for whatever reason you're listening to this and you're not following Chad, Chad Goes Deep on Instagram, right? All right, I think we lost you. This episode is actually sponsored by the internet, so shout out. Broadband for being our biggest sponsor.
I thought Al Gore entered. He didn't invent the internet.
Al Gore did not invent the internet.
Look that up. I think that's
smart
true.
Joe Clark, really, really, really high IQ joke by Nick Clark.
Google it. By Al Gore.
All right, man.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care,
Chad.
See you.